It was made an area of focus by our government at some point last year to improve the mobility at each of our border posts. There were five identified, and it included sort of increasing the operational time to 24 hours. It included, I suppose, better training. And if you recall, there were those, I want to say it was about a year ago. It was, I feel like it was around about this time last year. You remember that imagery of something like, I don't know, it looked like 3 kilometers of cars. Holidaymakers trying to get their way to Mozambique. Freight forwarders and truckers trying to get goods in and out of the country. And people were actually giving anecdotes of, you know, I think someone was talking about my wife needed the toilet at some point while we were sitting there and was too embarrassed to do so in front of all these other riders that are sitting on the road, because she would have to go into the bush, obviously. Also depends on what you need to do in there. I mean, it's frustrating from a human perspective, but it's also frustrating from a business perspective. So let's talk about the business perspective in the way that it'll hit your pocket most likely. Barbara Momin is joining us today from Bombela. She's a representative in Maputo of the South African Association of Freight Forwarders and the CEO of the Coalescence Consultancy. Just help us understand about the Maputo corridor frustrations that you're facing at this particular time, Barbara. Good morning.
Good morning, Rafael, and thank you for having me. The key issue here is, as you mentioned, if only we had a 3 kilometer queue and not a 15 kilometer one.
Right.
What we've got is a situation where in 2018, early 2019, trucks were crossing the border in between an hour and 35 minutes to an hour. They are now sitting there on an average of 16 hours just to cross, let's say, 4 kilometers of a stretch of a border. And what's critical here is that the fix is very simple, because for 14 years, we have waited for the implementation of a 24-hour one-stop border post. The heads of state in 2007, and that was Mbeki and Gubuza at the time, agreed to a 24-hour operation, but that has still not been implemented. It's very difficult to understand why that is so, when this is one of the key cross-border trade regions which services our mining sector, a significant input into our economy, and potentially has potential to service so many other sectors as well. But this crisis of these border crossing hours and the humanitarian crisis that creates for drivers sitting in trucks in over 40 degrees without water, ablution facilities,
right,
and food is dramatic.
And I imagine particularly also perishable goods. Now you're mentioning the heat as well. So Barbara, just, you said you don't know what the problem is, but I mean, surely you've gotten a couple of anecdotal, at least, feedback, a few pieces of feedback from your drivers, you know, in terms of what frustrates them when they're sitting at the border. When they get to the front of the queue,
problem
what's the
is.
Issue? What is it?
We know what the problem is. It's just we don't know why it's taken government so long to sit up and take notice. It's almost as if it's there's no concern or no sense of urgency. What's at issue here is that the border operates it's open between 6 in the morning and 10 in the evening for customs clearing. What it needs is a 24-hour operation, and that would be the least expensive, least difficult intervention to make. We realize, of course, that it has budget implications. But when one weighs up the losses that are happening to our economy versus what it would cost to put staff in at 24 hours, it's a no-brainer. And
sorry,
what we're really calling for is an urgent attention to that. And again, something that's not been happening is the bilateral engagements at highest level between the two countries. And that's created a significant barrier to trade.
Sorry, this is a novel suggestion, but I'm not convinced, Barbara. So there was a time when, with these shorter hours that are not 24 hours, you were able to get through between 35 minutes and an hour. So what changed between that and going to 20 hours? Because that's not the hours of operation.
Yeah, look, I think what's happened in the interim is that our rail services have not kept up to the levels of efficiency that they should have. And as a result, our mining companies are looking to road transport to take away a bit of the risk of on-time deliveries to port. So you've seen increases there. You've also seen Durban and Richards Bay have significant challenges, and Richards Bay is a bulk mineral terminal. And we've already seen a shift away from Richards Bay of certain volumes into the Maputo corridor. So there is a significant increase in volumes. But this isn't a surprise. This is something that we have spoken about at length over the last 15 years.
Yes.
So there's just been really, I think government is really not deeply conscious of how much that this corridor contributes to the economy. And maybe that's a sweeping statement, but honestly, when a 24-hour border post is promised 14 years ago and is ignored despite massive calls for its operation, and, you know, we kind of do feel that there's not enough notice taken or enough taking it seriously enough to say, yes, this part of the economy is really important, because the knock-on effects are significant.
So the issue here, actually, what you're saying, Barbara, is congestion. It's not system is offline. It's not a lack of training. It's not corruption at the border. It's congestion.
Well, those things are there in a measure.
Okay.
But also, when there's a crisis, it's almost as if the simple alternatives are not utilized. And, you know, we know that it can be done, because usually over the festive period, the border post will open 24 hours, and the two customs authorities and immigration authorities will work in a single a place to facilitate the quick movement, because the border crossing during December is a nightmare. So it can be done. So our question is, why is it not happening at the moment? Because we're moving between 800 and 1,200 trucks daily. Why is a 24-hour operation so difficult when we know it can be done, when we've proved? And I think, you know, the deepest concern I have is what it does in terms of undermining competitiveness of the route for exports and imports. And this has a dramatic impact on the corridor and its ability to operate competitively. So
it certainly does. All right.
Exports need to be viable, and we need this to happen as soon as possible, alongside this bilateral engagement between South Africa and Mozambique.
Thank you so much, Barbara Moorman, South African Association of Freight Forwarders, representative on the Maputo Corridor, as well as the CEO of the Coalescence Consultancy.